This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just so everybody knows, I've gotten a report from the makeshift Austin City Council FEMA command bunker over at the LCRA building in Austin, Texas, on this Thursday, the 7th of August 2003. And item 37 will be to start debate, I believe, in the next hour. It'll go on for several hours, depending on how many speakers there are. So, folks, get down there and speak. So I can get off the air here and brush my teeth and comb my hair and get out of this T-shirt and get down to the LCRA building. So can you hold them for me till about 2:45? Everybody wants me to come down and speak, and they've reserved time for me, trying to get rid of the Patriot Act. But this is a national show, so we're covering the issues. Right back in Texas, though, we have Jake Wade, Texas preacher, and Pastor Butch Paul out of West Virginia, who are talking about trying to set up Christian schools, and the government goes after them, saying that you got to be regulated, but all these other schools don't have to be regulated, and so they got $2 million fines on them for teaching about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and what America's all about. From what it sounds like, a curriculum politically similar to what the John Birch Society has with their constitutional summer camps that I highly recommend. I've seen some of the videos of the presentations there, but this is amazing. You talk about, we read about China, underground schools, churches, arrest, fines, and it's, oh, those evil communists. They're doing it here, and I know that we have a lot of other callers left here on the line. Who's the next caller, Mark? We already went to Robert. Okay, Cheryl in Ohio. Cheryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, and salam to you, Pastor Wade, and to you, Pastor Pa.
Thank you.
I want to just say one thing and then several things here. First is from the Word of God. Book of Daniel. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. Those of us who are wise and are understanding and getting the full-blown picture, if you have a calling that Jesus Christ Emmanuel placed on your life, and if this, what you are hearing that is going on in Texas right now, and you feel the Lord placing it on your heart to go and help, learn, get educated, my friends, my brothers and sisters, I suggest that you get your fannies moving. Also,
exactly.
I want to let you know this.
Cheryl, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very intense when you do see the evil.
And
you can meet somebody you've never met, and they will have the exact worldview, the exact same understanding, because it's the truth, folks. We know what's going on. Decentibots by DARPA, brain scanners on the streets that now will mind control us, Boston Globe, fingerprints taking everybody's DNA, foreign troops, homosexual public schools.
Alex, allow me to say this. Pastor Wade knows who I am. We met last year. He is my pastor from afar. I am coming to Texas next month, however long of a period that the Lord has me there, I will be there. And I want to share this one thing that's going on in the Wycliffe City Schools in the state of Ohio where I live. This just came into my hands. Something new. If the parents out there like sending their kids to public school, they better wake up. This is something new that will help the students understand more about plagiarism. And it's a software program that they will be starting to use in all subject areas. And you can go to turnitin.com and is reported by the company, is an online resource for educators and students concerned with the developing quality writing and research skills.
Hold on. This came out a few years ago. It's a federal database to read what your kids are writing. I mean, you talk about East Germany. Stay there.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're back live, and we got a lot of folks on the line today and a bunch of callers. We're going to go back to Cheryl in Ohio. I saw this a couple of years ago. I'd forgotten about it. They have these federal programs in the name of stopping plagiarism. The papers that are written by the students are sent to a database with the principal and then can be sent to other people. I know in the takeover, I have footage and the documents and the news articles in North Carolina, and it's now gone nationwide. This is from 1999, 2000, where the BATF teaches an entire semester. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Confiscation teaches a whole semester in the school, pays for a deputy who's trained by them to go in, and the entire semester you learn about how guns are bad, and you write dossiers on your parents. This is admitted. And the school board voted it down, but the school still did it. No one knows how that happened. This was one area of North Carolina that's in the film, but it's everywhere. And then we're going to, just a second, going to go to Pastor John Lewis of Indiana. Pastor Lewis was brutalized and arrested by the police from exercising his God-given and constitutionally backed right to free speech while protesting in front of an abortion clinic. And so they brutalize people all the time. We've got video of this stuff. Real quick, before we go to our other guest, we also have it riding shotgun with us, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're talking to Pastor Jake Wade, who tries to set up Christian schools, and the government says you can't do that in America anymore. But you can set up a Buddhist or Hindu or Muslim outfit. And so it's all very interesting. There in Ohio, go ahead and finish up with what you were saying about how they read the kids' papers.
Oh, okay. What they're doing here is, Alex, is this, and this just came in my mail yesterday, that this system, and it's called TurnItIn.com, so anybody who's listening can go there. This is providing a reliable, efficient, and powerful deterrent to the internet-based plagiarism, detecting digital plagiarism when and where it occurs, hosting an online interface for student and teacher review, helping educators and students fight plagiarism with tips for preventing plagiarism and teaching good research and proper citation skills. Staff and students will be trained on this program upon their return to school. What this is let's teach the children to be spy kids and
I don't know about this particular company. There's another one done by the schools where the government is getting their papers.
Well, this one is
that's part of the Al Gore thing. Put a computer in every school. It's for the children.
Well, this is called TurnItIn.com. It's right here, right in front of me.
Very interesting. I got to let you go. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. We've got the educator here with us, Pastor Jake Wade, who left the government training camps to start his own private Christian schools, which have outraged the globalists. Pastor Jake Wade and Pastor Butch, any comments?
I want to quote, I'll do this very quickly, what I told the Higher Education Board in Austin. Just like the magistrate telling Peter and John that they could not preach the name of Jesus in their town, I'm going to obey God rather than man. That's in the fifth chapter of Acts.
That's Acts 5:29. As a matter of fact, Alex, very quickly I will say this, and I'm going to send you and Pastor Jake both a copy of 2-hour teaching that I just finished on Romans 13. There is nowhere in the Bible, and I will challenge anyone listening anywhere in this world to show me in the Scriptures where we're to obey man rather than God.
Amen.
And I will challenge anyone to show me that anywhere in the Bible. When Paul wrote Romans 13, he was in prison writing it. And by the way,
he doesn't say, render unto Caesar if Caesar says throw little kids in ovens.
No, he does not.
It's all taken out of context, and that was Hitler's favorite quote, and it's used in these dirty, federally controlled patriotic churches.
Alex, within a matter of a few days, you'll be seeing a videotape from me, a 2-hour videotape. I hope you'll take time to watch it. On this topic, and Pastor Jake will also be receiving one of these, we must get back into the minds of our children and to the people that we owe nothing to Caesar, nothing to civil authority. They are our servants, and they are under the law of God just as we are, and if they overstep their bounds of authority, we must, as God's people, remind them by any means necessary.
And that's what the Declaration
of Independence says. That's exactly right.
Amen.
It's our duty.
Declaration of Independence says, in case somebody's going, this is treason. You must worship the government. That's what America is.
That's strange. It's the same thing that accused Jehoiada, the high priest, in 2 Kings chapter 11, of the queen accused him of treason for reinstating righteous government. That's in your Bible. Yes, maybe they call treason and sedition, but it's Bible, and I'll preach it till I die, and there's no word in Scriptures, and I defy anyone
to
call me.
It's also Bible not to murder, not to steal.
Absolutely.
I guess all that's bad, too.
And these kids belong to God. They do not belong to
right.
Satan.
That's right. Anyone who will call me toll-free at 800-777-4403 and want to discuss with me the issue of rendering unto Caesar, please feel free to do so, because there's nowhere in the Bible that tells me I must render to Caesar what is not his, and my children are not his.
Later, let's read the whole three paragraphs instead of just the render unto Caesar, the things that are Caesar's. Because they take that out of context. But right now, let's bring up as well, have everybody online with us. We've got Pastor Jake Wade, who is being persecuted. It's about persecution of the Christians. You see it in Nazi Germany. You see it in Russia. You see it in China. You see it in Rome. You see it in Fidel's Cuba. And it's very fashionable with the beatniks that run things now, like Bush, the ultra-liberal gun grabbers, to persecute the real church and then use the fake church as their instrument. We're also joined by Pastor John Lewis of Indiana, and they were out there protesting the execution camps, the Auschwitz centers, and that's what they are, where 54 million children have been slaughtered in the bloodthirsty eugenics program run in this country. And it's a favorite tactic, and they got it on tape. Their favorite tactic is to brutalize innocent people and then claim that the innocent person assaulted them. But, again, they have videotape. That's what stops the globalist. And Pastor John Lewis, good to have you on the show.
All right, Alex. Thank you very much. It's good to be here and say hi to Butch, Paul, and Pastor Wade.
Hello.
And we thank you for taking time to listen to us today.
Well, we're just doing what they did before the 1776 hostilities. We're pointing out who the enemies are, who the traitors are, how they are the wicked devils, and how they hate life, folks. They love death. Either you love God or you love death, and they don't love God. They hate God, so they're in a love affair with death. Tell us what happened to you, and then we'll go to some calls.
All right. Well, thank you. You have most of the facts right. There are seven of us in our church, and I pastor the church here. Seven of us out of jail right now on bond with criminal charges for simply exercising our First Amendment rights to preach the hell out of this bunch on the streets of Kentucky and Indiana. Now, my son, who is 20 years old, is actually the one who was brutalized by the police. He's been charged with felony charges. He's 20 years old, and he's on the phone here listening also. And you're welcome to get his statement and comments. But seven of us from our church activities of preaching on the street were arrested on perjured police reports, affidavits of probable cause.
Now, this was a couple months ago. I listened to you on Pastor Butch's show. Break it down for us. This was a park, correct?
Well, it was on the public square, on the sidewalk, which is constitutionally protected under Supreme Court ruling.
Well, that's the exact place you're supposed to be.
Well, sure. Sure. And we hold up signs, and we hold up photographs of little murdered babies.
And, of course, the Nazis don't like you showing pictures of Auschwitz.
Oh, no, they don't.
Imagine trying that in 1942.
Why, sure. And then in the Nuremberg trials in 45 and 46, abortionists were tried under the International Law Number 10 in that anti-human crimes against humans. They were tried for murdering babies in abortion back then, but now in the same country that supported the prosecution of murderers in 1945 and 46, now we, as God's people, are persecuted and prosecuted and brutalized on the street for preaching, and there are seven of us right now still. We're litigating these cases in criminal court, state court. We did get a federal stay on an ordinance they passed specifically to stop us in town. We sued them, and they lost. They backed off and abolished the ordinance. And so we go back, even though we're out on bond, all of us go back on the street and put it in their face every chance we get, at least once a week.
You're out there with the signs. The police come up and say, stop it. What happens next?
Well, they don't tell us that anymore because we've gotten their attention a little bit through federal court. However, we still have to be exonerated or cleared in the state charges in the criminal court
system.
And it's
a favored tactic. We have Abby Newman on tape. Doesn't even touch him, and they say she assaults him at the checkpoint. They beat you up and then charge you.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we had a bunch of our men on June the 3rd preaching on the street, protesting, both of those good Bible terms, holding up these signs, giant 5-foot-tall signs of the murdered babies, and other signs that say things like AIDS cures fags. Now, I know that that burns the ears of a lot of liberal pussyfooting so-called Christians in America. But
amen,
we,
I love it.
Amen, son. We preach the hell out of them, Butch, because they're full of it, see?
Love it.
And I'm not cussing when I say that. This
no,
country's full of hell. The preachers have got lace on their drawers.
Amen.
In America, and they're full of hell. And so there's 160 other churches in this county, and not one of them can put forth a man to hold up a sign with us on the street So I consider them just to be a bunch of lying, pharisaical idiots.
They're a bunch of damnable heretics is what they are.
Well,
all
sure
right,
they
stay
are.
There,
so,
folks, stay right there. And again, for those that are joining us, this is about the First Amendment that comes from the Magna Carta, that comes from the Old Testament and the Mosaic Law, and they're trying to destroy it. They're trying to destroy it because they know that this is the spirit that defeated the empire in 1776. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. All right, folks, these phone lines are loaded up, been jammed all day, and we're going to try to go to Nick and Charlie and Rhonda and Regina and Don and on and on and on. We got a bunch of people online. We got Pastor Butch Paul We've got Pastor Jake Wade. We've got Pastor John Lewis of Indiana. Pastor Jake Wade of Texas has put everything he owns behind the Christian schools he has run for years in Texas. Now the state is threatening to close him down because he has refused to be licensed by the state. But, of course, any other school, Muslim, Buddhist, or secular, that's independent doesn't have to be licensed. But they're saying you, because you're Christian, have to be. They're actually saying that. So, again, this discrimination is allowed as long as it's for only certain groups. It's not just discrimination, it's persecution. And Pastor John Lewis has a right to say whatever he wants to, short of firing a theater there on the streets of his city, and they were assaulted by police. His son has been framed. I've talked to folks that have seen the video. The police are now starting to back off a little bit. So Pastor Butch, jump in. Pastor Wade, jump in anytime you want. Pastor Lewis?
Yes, sir.
So what exactly, so you and your son and some of your church are out there protesting against things that are against your beliefs, your religion, and then suddenly the police show up and they tell you you're not allowed to do that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we've been doing this in this city, our hometown city, Salem, Indiana, since back in the winter. And every week, every Saturday we were out there, they had an escalating problem with us because the citizenry of the county is diametrically opposed, even though they all claim to be Christians, don't you know? They don't like our methods on the street. They don't like the truth. They hate
the same
truth.
Kind of conservatives that say Bush signing an assault weapons ban that bans all semi-automatic shotguns is conservative?
Oh, yes. They believe little Bushy is a Christian, even though he worshipped in a Shinto shrine in February of 2002 over in Japan.
Well, that's a lot. But what about Moloch?
Moloch?
I mean, did you know Bush goes to Bohemian Grove?
Well, that's just modern-day Baal worship, and, you know, he says that Allah's just another name for the Lord God of the Bible. He's deluded, just like the Vice President Dick Cheney that raised a faggot daughter that's out of the closet out in Conifer, Colorado.
George Bush is 10 times more dangerous than Bill Clinton ever thought about being.
Well, yeah. Look, I mean, I'll say this. You know, we're fighting the New World Order, and we've got to have the First Amendment, folks. And,
amen.
And so they arrested you for engaging in your free speech. Now, I'll fight to the death for their free speech, but they don't want you to have free speech, so they beat your son up and took him to jail.
Yes, and that's how communists always do. They believe that they have the rights, but we don't. That's how despots and tyrants always work. However, this thing had been escalating since in the wintertime, and this particular day, which was a Tuesday, June the 3rd, the city was, the whole city mayor's office, the town city hall was out there watching, and there was quite a crowd gathered. And the chief of police, a lying, fat-bellied devil by the name of Brian Scott Ratz, he had the narcotics team, which consisted of two Indiana State police in plain clothes and two other plain clothes policemen out there. They had conjured this thing up and had planned on this.
That fat-bellied lion devil.
Yeah, that's what he is. That's his good points, Alex. That's his good points. We'll not even talk about where he's weak, okay?
Okay.
Brother
right.
Lewis, could I inject one thing?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Is, you know, Alex Jones keeps bringing up 1776. If people would look back at the real history, those religious leaders, those Christians that left the European domination and tyranny left to get free from the very kinds of things we're listing here so that
that's
we
right.
can teach our children the truth of the Bible.
Yes,
matter,
brother.
As
yes.
a matter of fact, I have in my possession, gentlemen, in my possession, the original constitutions of each colony, and every one of them stated to run for office, you must be a professed Christian and believer in Jesus Christ.
All they were saying with the letter from Thomas Jefferson is the government doesn't regulate churches and has no power over them. A five-year-old can figure out what the First Amendment says.
All Jefferson said was is that you don't prefer one denomination over another. We were founded a Christian nation, and only a complete fool can say anything different than that with the proof that we have in our hands,
yeah,
scripturally
well,
and historically.
Fat-bellied liars.
Fat-bellied liars, you're right.
Hey, let me tell you this, fellas. the preachers in America, Brother Wade,
are demonic whores.
They will not study. You cannot have an educated populace when the pulpits cannot be even be approached to, but to within 2 feet because their fat belly is out there.
Brother John, that's because...
Hold on. We got a break. This is unbelievable. By the way, he says fat belly devil, or whatever he said. I'm sorry, folks. This is out of control. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights, Berkey
7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, folks. We're back high. Live. And boy, we've been talking about persecution, oppressions, attacks on the First Amendment, you name it. And some of you out there may not agree with everything you've heard, but that's what the First Amendment's all about. But I'll tell you this. The globalists and all their minions are aggressive, cramming all their garbage down our throats and then telling us to shut up and go along with the destruction of America. And I'm not going to put up with it. And I know that what's happening to our guests, because I've seen the evidence of it, what happened to John Lewis's son, who's on with us, who again, the police didn't like their speech, so they beat him up and took him to jail and then charged him with assaulting them. That is wrong, folks. And that's what the First Amendment is all about, is standing against that. And the same thing with Pastor Jake Wade of Texas. I mean, he's a teacher, taught in the public schools, didn't like it, went and set up his own schools, doing a great job. They're trying to shut him down. That's not a free society.
Alex, may I say one thing, then I'll try to be quiet while you take phone calls.
Well, no, I mean, I also want to hear your Romans passage.
Well,
that's important.
It would take longer than we have, I'm sure, to do that. But I will say that this, I don't think that Brother John or Brother Jake, the one, will have any problem with this. The problem with America today is that 95% of churches are filled with government 501c3 pulpit pimps. They will not stand for anything because they will lose their income and the crowds. Pastor John knows this for a fact, that he and I, neither one of them, draw big crowds to our churches because we will not compromise the truth. These churches that call themselves churches, the Episcopal Church, the Methodist Church, and some Baptist churches, and others are now ordaining sodomites and other perverts at the office, and we're supposed to call them part of the people of the Almighty God? I don't think so. These are our enemies. These are not our friends.
All right. Well, we're going to take some calls here in a second. I just know this, that there is massive persecution against Christians. And then you have the establishment church that says whatever the government wants, which Pastor Butch was just talking about.
They're pimps.
And yes.
Brother Jones, can I irritate the government a little more?
Sure, go ahead. And this is Pastor Jake Wade. Go ahead.
We won't take an applicant for a pastor's training or preparation that is not a called pastor, and that's part of the problem. We do not want to teach teachers to teach unless they're really called to teach. It's not a profession. It is a calling of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to give the phone number, which will really irritate the Higher Education Board, because this is supposed to be illegal. We're at area 512-284-3475. If you want to get out in the fight with us as a called pastor and speak for the United States of America like it used to be and tell the truth, give us a call and we'll prepare you.
Wait, you're saying to have a school and say on the air we're looking for teachers? That's not allowed. Oh, we're really in a free country, folks.
Not that way.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Pastor John Lewis, a son who's 20 years old, and it's on video, was beat up by police for his speech. Whether you love it or hate it, that's a violation of the First Amendment. Beat up for his speech, and then they charge him with assaulting them. This is John Lewis's son. What's your name again, sir?
Nathan Lewis.
Nathan, what happened to you?
Well, I was standing out on a public square. We was preaching, holding up signs against the murder of abortion and sin of sodomy, and I was approached by Chief Scott Ratt. My dad, he called him a fat belly officer, which he is. He's an American fellow.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, I was standing there exercising my First Amendment rights, and he come up to me and asked me for my information, and so I gave it to him, and on to the next protester, and was asking him for his, and this next protester would not comply, and so he arrested him, said he was under arrest for failure to identify.
And oh, so, in our free society, we have to show our papers to go out of our house.
Right,
folks,
exactly.
Nazi Germany, go ahead.
Anyway, this protester, when he was under arrest, he tried to pass me his wallet because he did not want the police officers to get his money, which was a foolish thing to do because they would have gotten it anyway. Anyway, out of natural reaction, I went for the wallet to catch it as he threw it to me. And so I caught it in my left hand. I had my video camera in my right hand. And the chief turned around to me and said, "Don't touch it. Don't touch it." And he said, "Okay, mister, you're gone." I said, "Sir, what do you mean I'm gone? What have I done?" And so then I was pulled around, my arm crammed behind my back by another police officer. And I was being walked away to the police cruiser. And just out of the crowd, a big man hit me from behind and threw me down the ground. And several more piled up on top of me, cramming my face into the pavement, and my mouth was scooping up gravel and
dirt.
Now,
was this police or the local demons?
Well, this was...
Same thing.
But the police...
Now, I want people to hear the anger by you guys. I want people to understand. You can't raise your own children. You can't have your own church. You're getting beat up by these people. We got video of Catholic priests and Protestant preachers having their arms broken, mace sprayed, and women with babies in their arms' faces. And you know, it's evil. I've seen video. We've got video. We've heard it locally of just crowds in L.A. beating Christians up, spitting on them, stomping on them, laughing. The police just in. It looks like something right out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
It is.
And so again, was it police or some of the other demons? I mean, who attacked you from behind?
Well, it was a special narcotics team in plain clothes. They work for the city of Salem. There's four members on this narcotics team, and two of these men, which were in plain clothes, they had their police badges tucked
down. So these are kind of commissariat political black uniform police who were in their plain clothes.
Right. And so they were just standing there and came out of the crowd. They did not want anybody to know who they were. They just want to come out and assault us and exercise their police brutality. So that's what they did. And
then after they were done beating you real good, they said you attack them, the standard deal.
Right. They took me to the jail, and my dad had come over there to bond me out of jail for $250 because, I'd just been under arrest supposedly. I never was told I was under arrest. But then they told me in the jail that I was arrested for failure to identify, which I had identified. And so then, as I was being bonded out and walking out of the jail, the chief called back over to the jail and said, "Hey, keep him in there. I'm filing more charges on him for assaulting me."
All right, now that's Fat Belly Possum.
That's right.
That's okay.
Possum Belly.
That's right.
All right, well, and so now they're... But I tell you, this is really out of control. Let's take some calls on the education issue.
Alex, would you let us tell where we are and if there's anybody in the neighborhood or around the country that'd like to pray for us or contact us, we'd be happy to.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're going to give everybody's contact information out.
Okay.
Before we end the show, so everybody get a pen and paper ready, and we'll get Pastor Butch's out. We'll give out yours, Pastor Lewis, and Pastor Wade's as well. But go ahead and give it out now, Pastor Lewis.
All right. Well, and I'm on the air 5 hours a week on shortwave, trying to awaken the American pastors, and have been preaching for 20 years trying to get them waking up about the Christian history of America.
I understand. So, but tell us how we contact you.
All right. Pastor John Lewis, Post Office Box 104, Campbellsburg, like Campbell Soup, Campbellsburg, Indiana, 47108.
Okay, and what about a phone number?
All right, 812-755-4533.
Okay, we'll give that out again in a few minutes. There's loaded phones here. Let's go to them, and as usual, I don't know my head from a hole in the ground. Who should I go to first here? Nick in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or Michigan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is Nick. I was assaulted by Oakland County Sheriff yesterday evening at a concert. They basically grabbed me out of the crowd, started taking me to the front gate. I was asking what I did wrong. They told me to shut up. If I asked again, they said that they knew what I did, or I knew what I had done. And then later on I found out that they thought that I threw some type of beverages at them. They twisted my arm and asked me if they wanted me to break it. At the same time, while they were holding me, they asked me to get my wallet, and I couldn't reach for my wallet because they were holding me. Later on, I was in handcuffs. Someone said, I think he should be on his knees. And basically,
oh, yeah, petty people. I'd be embarrassed to try to shove people around, but bullies really enjoy it.
Yeah.
This just goes on perpetually. People are going to enjoy tyranny now by a bunch of school bullies, and that's what's happened. The perverts, the bullies, the criminals, the serial killers have gotten together and said, "Hey, let's feed on these cattle." And they're doing it. So, gentlemen, any comments, Pastor Butch, any comments to what happened to Neil up in Michigan?
Well, what can you say? It's happening to everybody else. Why not him, too? It's just another step in the direction that's why we're crying so loud and pleading with people to listen 5 nights a week, just like you are 5 days a week, and that Brother Weaver, Brother Lewis is. We're begging people to listen to the truth. We're losing this country, and if we don't stand soon, it's going to be way too late.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Neil. Charles in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Pastor John Lewis, I was really wondering, when are you going to stop sugarcoating stuff and
I've got an application into Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot, but until it gets answered, I figured I'd just go on and make it sweet so the pussyfooting Christians in America could understand it, brother. And I'm glad your perception has brought out this comment. I know you're being facetious, but, brother, we need preachers who will rear back and tell the truth.
Amen.
And preachers who have enough understanding of the battle of liberty as opposed
Amen.
To tyranny down
well,
through
I
the ages.
Well, I agree we need people that are willing to say what they believe and be bold, and I believe in that First Amendment, and they're violating it up one side and down the other, and we need to scream right back in their face and tell them they can claim this right's gone, but it's still there.
We have a nation full of cotton candy preachers, all fluff and no substance. So you're starved to death going to their churches. But the sad part is that people don't know they're starving to death.
Okay, thanks for the call, Charles. Jake Wade, any comments to this?
Well, they're mad at me because I'm trying to rally them and prepare them so we can speak back.
You're just setting up Christian schools.
Yes.
And then they use a double standard against you and try to shut it down.
Well, they're going to have a hard time enslaving everybody if we're well-educated.
You got
Amen.
It. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Rhonda.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I originally called to tell you about my meeting with the congressman, but I wasn't aware of who you had on.
Well, no, tell us about that. What happened with the congressman?
I told him the first thing, the most important thing he needed to know about me was that I believed in God and Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
That's the first thing he needed to know about me. I told him I voted for him and Bush because I was blinded by my hatred of the other side so bad that I was deceived. And with the passage of the Patriot, I voted for him because I wanted less government, more personal responsibility. With the passage of the Patriot Act.
No, Congress has unanimously repealed some of the bad provisions, so now Ashcroft has the Victory Act. I mean, Rhonda, that's right out of 1984. That's the actual exact term. And stay there, Rhonda. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask all of you a question. Why do they call this new Total Information Awareness Network with the states the Matrix? Why do they use the very terms? Is this to just throw it in our face as a joke? Rhonda, why do you think that?
because we've all been deceived, because we believe lies are the foundation of stupidity. So when we believe they're lies, we become stupid.
Well, that's it. But to have Ashcroft say there's no Patriot Act 2 when he'd introduced the thing with his name on it, and then to come out with it and name it the Victory Act, I mean, how dumb do they think we are? How dumb do these...
Brother Jones?
Yes.
The name of the controlling computer in European common market...
And Belgium is called the Beast. I have that from Reuters.
Yes.
By the way, we had the big Harvard PhD on... Catherine Albrecht, and you know, she's secular, and she said, by the way, I went to the RFID meeting with the Defense Department and Walmart, and they kept saying, Project Babylon's going well. Archangel subgroup. Little angels doing well with little devil. I mean, Babylon, it's sick, folks. Matrix, Beast.
They're preparing us for the euro dollar and bowing down for the European common market and under the beast straight out of Revelation.
My question is that every weekend millions of Americans go to church. I ask this question, where is the church? And when they come out right out, you say that, they slap us right in the face with the terms, where is the church? Where is the church?
Well, I mean, it's the digital angel. Everybody needs their own little guardian, their own little number chippy. And then the documents come out that Walmart and the Defense Department have a plan to, quote, neutralize dissent, track us in taxes. It's all admitted.
Yes.
Look, yesterday, Boston Globe, they admit DARPA is going to put it on the streets. I've read the plans. But here it was in the Boston Globe. Systems that mind control you, frequency wave. They're putting it in the newspaper, mind control boxes.
Why can't we get it?
Oh, because the people have been given the great delusion.
Amen.
Rhonda, anything else?
Well, he started in about, we had about balancing between security and rights and this and that and the other. And I said, no, look, I'm not giving up one of my rights. Not one.
Amen.
Not one. And he started in about, we've caught 18, stopped 18 incidences from happening. I said, oh, really? You talking about the military guy down in Florida that got caught putting explosives by a power plant caught by the sheriff department? Are you talking about that? Are you talking about anthrax coming out of Fort Detrick? Is that what you're talking about, the incidences? Because I wanted him to know, I know who the terrorists are.
What did he say to that?
He didn't have too much to say. And
but I mean, did you ask him why are the borders more open than ever? You're calling
for
blanket.
He happens to be for the borders. I asked him about the assault weapons ban. He said that's going to die on the floor. And
don't bet on it. Larry Pratt said 2 days ago on this network that they're and he worked in the Congress. They're trying to stick that at pork riders.
Yeah,
just like the. Domestic and like the homeland, I said, I can't even bring myself to hardly say that word.
The
homeland.
Talk about your face again. They called it the Reich Land, and what is Reich but homeland? I mean, that's what I mean. It just can't get any more ridiculous.
Can I just say one comment about a comment that one of your gentlemen made earlier? I'm not sure which one. He was talking about what AIDS being the cure for faggots.
Yeah.
Here we decry one government genocide with abortion and praise another government genocide with AIDS.
Say this. The globalists did release that, and we do need to reach out and try to turn these people back to God. But I think what they're saying is that the people that are trying to push this on our kids get what they deserve, and God allows them to get these plagues. Is that not it, gentlemen? Is that not what you're saying?
Amen. I've said it.
Okay.
We'll
be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it's the final segment. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and then back from 9 to midnight as well, Central Standard Time. And some of you may not agree with everything you've heard here by our guest today, but you should agree with the First Amendment, that right to say it, or they'll take your right away. And that's what's happening here, and it's selective against Christians, my friends, the Christians that don't go along with this out-of-control New World Order system. Let's real quick go to Regina and then Don, and then that's it for calls. Regina, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello. I want to thank Pastor Butch Paul tremendously, and his friend, and anybody else out there. I really have a problem with this whole idea. Alex, I sent you this civics. And we do have an opportunity to get this stopped.
You're saying civics. We're almost out of time.
I hope you read the email, Alex, because these are presidential academies to set up and teach the new civics. There's no inalienable rights in these civics, so none of us are considered of any value. No matter, we can, you know, argue about AIDS and we can argue about babies, but just what I heard from Mr. Lewis's son, his right to life isn't even considered, because it's all right to just beat people
up.
Yeah,
they're warping and destroying America, and we've got to stand up, and we can change it. Thanks, Regina. Don or Dan, go ahead. You're on the air. Last caller. Go ahead.
Alex, this is Don. Are you going to post those pictures about Scott Woodring? They had tanks blowing up the place, helicopters.
I told my webmaster 15 times to do it, and we're totally overwhelmed, and she didn't.
That's okay.
No, send them again. With some news articles attached, and I will get that posted or send it to the webmaster of Prison Planet. That's why we have two webmasters, in case one doesn't get something done, the other can.
Okay.
And this is where they went in and bulldozed the Christian's house with the tanks and killed him. And then
before it was even not burning, they bulldozed it before the fire even went out.
Yeah, it's Waco all over again. Comments about how this government loves to hunt and kill good Americans, pastors.
Yep.
Final comments from all three of you. Thanks for the call, sir. Final calls from all of you. Final comments.
I'd like to address the homosexual thing for a moment, if I might.
We're almost out of time. Just tell you what, give out your contact information.
Okay. The college is Timothy Bible College, area 512-284-3475, and the Little Red Schoolhouse under Grace is 512-398-5797.
Okay, and that's Pastor Jake Wade in South Austin, Texas. John Lewis, how do folks contact you?
Yes, sir. Pastor John Lewis, Post Office Box 104, Campbellsburg, like Campbell's Soup, Campbellsburg, Indiana, 47108. And I'll give 812-755-4533.
Okay. Fantastic. Pastor Butch, real quick, you can have the last word. I appreciate everybody coming on. Final 20 seconds and plug your phone number.
They can call me toll-free at 800-777-4403. Go to our website at calltodecision.com. I'm here to talk to anybody, and I still challenge anyone to prove me wrong when I say that the Scriptures nowhere demand me to obey man over God. Alex, thank you so much for your courage for the program today.
You bet. All three of you, thanks for coming on. Thanks to all the callers, everybody, and God bless. Take care, gentlemen. I'm out of time. If you believe in the First Amendment, you believe in exposing the New World Order, you need to get 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, both those films, over 2 hours apiece, expose that the globalists carried out September 11th to set up this police state. The new film is Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's incredibly good. They're $25.95 apiece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. My book's Descent into Tyranny about 911. It's $12. It's a great gift. Get the videos as gifts, folks. Give them to people. Make copies of them. I mean, I let you do that for nonprofit educational purposes. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And go to InfoWars.com and look at all the wild stories. Look at all the incredible news. Look at what they're admitting they're doing. I mean, this is pure evil, folks. Wake up now. God bless you all.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...